This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that.
So we looked at a painting called Black Ray, and it's a what kind of ray is it?
It's actually a manta. It's a manta ray.
Manta ray. Yeah. Okay. So it looks like the classic manta ray shape, like you see at the aquarium. And it's black, and it's sort of in the air.
Yeah.
Tell me about, you know, when you were a kid and you used to go in the Gulf.
Well, me and my buddies used to smoke some weed and drink or whatever, get high. I don't do that anymore, you know. But if I did, I'd say, but I don't. We used to go seine netting, and it's where two people grab one pole, the other person, and we walk out into the water.
With a net between you?
Yeah, okay. With a net with weights on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And we used to come up with all kind of crazy creatures, and stingrays were one, and they stuck in my head.
Where was this?
This was in Fairhope, Alabama. Shout out to all you guys.
But is that on the Gulf Coast?
Yeah, it's on the Gulf.
Okay, so this was ocean water.
It's brackish.
Oh, okay.
It's like a mix, mm-hmm. fresh and salt.
So this image of the ray came back to you when you were doing the painting, and it's sort of in the air. Like, why is he not underwater?
Well, I've been trying to capture a stingray for several years, and I never really. I always destroyed it because it didn't look right. And it finally looked right flying. There wasn't any real deep thought behind mm-hmm. having it fly out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
I just finally did it to my liking, and I kept it like that.
Yeah. You use a lot of layers, you said you paint over paintings constantly.
Yeah.
And under that one, there were several paintings.
I think so, yeah.
Probably other rays that didn't look good.
I don't think on that one, but definitely on a lot
mm-hmm.
of other ones.
Right, and tell me about how you get such a, you know, it's such a thin layer. Is it just, you just dilute the oil?
No, there's this thing called liquin. It's a medium that it really fits my particular need. And yeah, it does. It does the trick. It really does the trick.
Mm-hmm. So you just dilute the oil paint,
right?
And it goes on with a brush,
right? Yeah, I mean it takes practice to get it, you know, to work right. Just mm-hmm. like anything does, I guess. You really have to work with it a while.
And you like it to look sort of semi-transparent.
Yeah, I like the layers of things that seem to attract me. It's pretty mm-hmm. To see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm Joseph Gallivan. This is Art Focus on KBOO Radio. This week our guest is Miles Cleveland Goodwin. He's talking about his new painting show at Frohlich Gallery. It's called A Long Road Home, and it runs until March 30th. Miles, you have another painting called Chimney, which mm-hmm. is quite interesting from my point of view, because it's a picture of a stone chimney or a brick chimney,
mm-hmm.
and it's just sitting there in the middle of kind of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that's a really strong image, another strong mm-hmm. image from your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on there?
Well, I grew up in a religious family, and hi, Mom and Dad, by the way. And we used to take drives from Decatur, Alabama to Birmingham to visit my grandmother. And all through that sort of area, there's these old chimneys without any kind of structures. And I always used to look out the window after church, which to me wasn't very pleasant. I didn't really like church that much.
Mm-hmm.
And driving home, seeing it gave me kind of an eerie, nice feeling. I don't know. It stuck with me.
Eerie and nice?
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are obviously the houses have been destroyed somehow, burnt down maybe, and the only thing remaining?
It seems like that, yeah. I don't know what happened to them. I guess that's kind of what's interesting, is maybe putting a story behind it.
Mm-hmm. An image like that, you know, you've had it all your life, pretty much. How come you're now painting it, or do you paint it all the time?
No, I don't. I just started. I tried to dig down deep for this show to try to take some kind of internal risk. I feel like in the past I was just trying to impress by, hey, you know, I can do this. I can try to do that, you know. But this time I didn't really care what people thought. I just wanted to dig in and see what I could come up with that resonated with me on a soul, soul level, if you believe in that kind of thing. So,
yeah. And I mean, how long did the whole show take to execute?
It's kind of difficult to answer. Maybe Rebecca knows. Too bad she's not
Rebecca
here.
Rebecca Rockham.
Yeah, Rebecca. I don't know, Jess.
You've been doing it for about a year, maybe?
This show?
Yeah.
Probably 6-5 months.
Okay.
I push them out fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't care what people think.
I do and I don't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, the show will be open on first Thursday this week.
Yeah, so please come by.
Till 8 p.m. if people are interested. And you'll also be doing a talk, which is March the 9th at 11 a.m. And I guess all artists have to do this kind of stuff now. part of your penance. The other thing I was going to say about the chimney is you've left in the sort of guidelines of where you were painting it. The vertical lines just continue up the side and look like a sketch.
Right.
And what were you thinking when you left them in?
Well, it kind of goes into a sort of area of composing and getting everything in balance and things not making sense but being compositionally harmonious, and it all sort of made a good melody. Even the mistakes sometimes make the best opportunities if you just kind of look and not be too quick to get too logical with things all the time.
So you were, I mean, did you leave the lines in by mistake or did you decide in advance that's how it would look?
Not in advance. It's just when you're doing it, things happen. Or when I'm doing it, things happen, and it happened, and I liked it, and I kept it.
Yeah.
It worked.
That's good. I mean, writing's like that, and you write away, and then things pop into your head, and you just keep putting them down. So I guess that's one of the pleasures of being a painter, right?
Yeah, freedom of expression is hard to get, but with art forms we can nag at it, and it's cool. Yeah,
right. Do you have a studio here in Portland?
It's my home.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in Portland.
Right, and I always get artists to play a bit of music that they like. Tell me, what does music do for you when you're working?
It puts me in a serious, contemplative, intense space. It needs to be intense for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It makes you focus on the work?
Yeah. I can't listen, not that I don't like the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or something like that. I need something a little more strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
And the music ties into the mood of the artwork, usually?
To me, it does.
Yeah.
And maybe people can't see it.
Well, these pictures are all pretty much black and white and kind of enigmatic, and there's a lot of sort of decay and decline. So we're going to listen to a track called Wolves in the Throne Room. And it's by Cleansing?
No, it's actually Wolves in the Throne Room, and the song's called Cleansing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Nice bit of death there. Do they still call it death metal?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like death metal to me.
What does it sound like to you?
It sounds kind of peaceful in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
It calms me.
Right. Does it have a label? You know,
it does. I think it is labeled as death metal. They're actually from Olympia, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was called Cleansing by Wolves in the Throne Room, and the album's called Two Hunters, if you want to go out and find it. A track like that, I mean, how much of that can you listen to straight?
Their songs are really long, like 10 minutes, 9 minutes, mm-hmm. something like that. And I can dig it. I dig it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any problem with
that. You could paint and listen to that for hours?
Hours, couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not all night,
but okay.
A couple hours.
Headphones?
No, off my the decrepit MacBook that I need to get a new Mac.
So, my guest today is Miles Cleveland Goodwin, and he's talking about A Long Road Home, his show at the Frolic Gallery through March 30th. There's another interesting picture. It's a man asleep in a bed, and you can't really see his face. It's kind of, it should be there, but it's just blank.
Mm.
And there's a window behind him, and there's a cat on the window ledge.
Mm.
And that's about it. For the picture.
Mm.
So who's the guy asleep?
That's my uncle Eugene. Uncle, hello. He's the man. He's a great guy. He stayed with me in Portland, and he was sleeping, and I thought I should paint him, and I painted him. And,
mm-hmm.
And this is actually a painting from a painting a long time ago. He hasn't visited me in a long time. Hint, mm-hmm. hint. So.
So you painted him when he was here, and then this painting's based off that one.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, who is he? Was he a kind of a mentor, or what was your relationship with him?
He's been there for everything, hard, good. He's always he's my rock,
mm-hmm.
and my baby. I'm picking her up from the airport tonight, Amber. Yeah. And Bruce, thank you for helping me frame. Tom Prochaska, I love you, buddy. And Frolic, you guys rock.
Mm-hmm. We're not even over yet.
I'm sorry.
We're doing credits in the middle.
Sorry.
So he came to Portland and he liked it?
Yes and no. He liked the open-mindedness of the people,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't like the rain.
Mm-hmm. What part of the South is he from?
He's from Macon, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that people understand the South up here in Portland?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little... depends on where you go. But, you know, like, if I walk down the streets in Portland, I see... you know, people doing what they want, wearing hats with like frogs and raccoon tails or something like that. And it's cool, you know, with me. But if you go down there, like to Macon, Mississippi, and you're walking down the street with something like that, someone probably yell something really stupid, you know.
You mean a comment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what, then just don't put up with stuff like that?
They're just, some areas are closed-minded.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little bit of that still down there.
Right.
That's everywhere, but...
Yeah.
I mean...
But you're talking about the rural South.
Yeah.
Right. So, what was the deal with the painting where you just left his face off?
It's kind of like the line you were talking about earlier with the chimney painting. I felt right. I thought maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, and then I thought, nah, I shouldn't, and everything worked with it.
But not for, like, privacy reasons or...
No.
You just didn't think the figure should have a face.
Yeah.
That blank face is the very center of the painting, right?
Yeah.
So it kind of draws you in, but there's nothing there.
Yeah. And I didn't mean... consciously, I didn't mean that for that to happen.
Right. The composition was a sort of accidental?
No, not accidental. The face was sort of didn't mean for it to be in the middle.
Right.
It's just
okay.
Gonna happen.
Right. How about the cat?
The cat. This cat came in. I used to leave my window open, and every now and then it would pop in. It was a stray cat.
Mm-hmm.
It would just pop in and out, and sometimes it would scare the crap out of me.
And this was in...
this was here.
This was northwest, yeah, right? Around by Fred Meyer, that kind of area?
Yeah, across from... What is it now? It's not just PG Park anymore.
Oh, yeah, near Gerald Wendell Field.
And it'd be like 2 in the morning, and it just jump in my mind, and it freaked me out. So it stayed with me.
Well, let's listen to another bit of music that you play when you're painting. This is called, it's by Lorena McKinnitt.
Yeah, this is my cheese factor.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to get cheesy sometimes.
The track's called Mystic's Dream.
Chills down my spine.
Yeah? Is the whole album like that?
It's a couple songs are.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think of her as a sort of Gregorian chant lady.
She can get very soothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of mood does that put you in then? Soothing?
Contemplative. It's like apples and oranges, you know? It's like the death metal, quote unquote, puts me in a certain calm, contemplative state, and then Lorena McKinnitt puts me in another contemplative state. It's just a different kind of state, but they're both equally intense to me.
And they both make you want to pick up a brush and like focus.
I want to leave the world in my head. I want to kind of forget about it, and whatever can safely make me do that, I'll roll with it. And that happens to be it.
Right. So when you leave the world, then you can focus on the painting.
Yeah, it's very soulful for me. It's not much head work. It comes from down in the belly.
So you do a painting and you don't kind of know where it's going or how it's going to end?
No. I think that's the fun part of it. Mm-hmm. Not fun, but that's the great part about it.
Mm-hmm. And all these images, the long road home, you know, they're about your childhood, basically, or the landscape of where you grew up?
It's a difficult question. Home to me is feeling like I felt then, getting that same feeling back as I had as a kid. I guess part of us, maybe we all want that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm searching still and trying to find that in my work and in my life. And this is just a road to get there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you live in, like, many different places in the South?
I did. I was born in Biloxi. We moved to New Orleans. Then we moved to Decatur. And then Fair Hope, Alabama. And then ATL.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When I think of the South, I often think of the Slidell truck stop.
Oh, yeah.
Because I hitchhiked through there once.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
But it's just so much of the South doesn't really get talked about, you know, the rural bit. It's hard to visualize for me. And you were talking about one of your paintings, Stars.
Yeah.
It's a guy, blind guy with a dog, sitting down in the middle of a cotton field, like on a path.
Yeah.
And the background, describe the landscape.
It's a dusk. It looks like it's dusk in a cotton field down in somewhere like Augusta, Georgia. And it's you can see the red bits of dirt, and this cotton is they kind of resemble stars. They're floating instead of really rooted in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dark.
You mixed a bit of red in with the black.
Yeah.
Because of the way things look down there.
Yeah, the dirt in some parts of the South is really red, and if it gets on you, you're dead. I tried to make it rhyme. It was a goofball attempt on me. I think it did rhyme, but.
What, so, you mean you got to do laundry?
Yeah.
Right.
You have to have some serious stain remover.
So this guy, he's sort of sitting. There's no hills in the background. It's just a very high horizon.
Yeah. It's not really hilly down in the southeastern part of the United States.
And the trees look, you know, kind of small and sparse.
It's like a lot of pines and low-hanging oaks.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. I miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy is, like, sitting on the floor with his dog.
Yeah.
Is there any story to how he got there?
No. I mean, not to me.
Mm-hmm.
I just really wanted to paint a blind man.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to paint him standing up, and I didn't want to paint him laying down.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to paint him sitting.
And didn't you go over him before?
I went over the background three times, I think. First it was train tracks, and then it was some other kind of strange thing. I can't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a cotton field.
Right, right. So the guy was the focus of the painting, but you couldn't figure out the background.
Yeah, that was probably the most difficult one for me to figure out, compositionally, and trying to make it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the there are stars, right? But the cotton is sort of tufty.
Come again?
Did you paint stars in the sky?
No. I didn't. The stars are actually the cotton.
Right. So the name comes from that association.
Yeah.
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 Okay. When you do a series like this, you know, at the end of it, what happens? Do you kind of close a door on something? Do you think you'd be painting that landscape again anytime in the next year?
I don't think so.
Right.
I think I want to keep evolving, taking bigger risks.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's more about I'm trying to have a little more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being so serious about being good, I just want to have fun.
Uh-huh. Could you paint about the landscape around here, which is so different, and then your life here, which I presume has got to be different?
It is. I have painted several pictures. Will I paint a show about it?
Is that easy? Is that an easy thing to do when you've done a show like this?
To paint things,
yeah,
around here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't tried.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You're still recovering from this one?
I am. I'm recuperating.
Right.
And, yeah, I'm definitely... I'm going to go get a Burgerville or something after this. Just something, I don't know.
Okay, well, this is KBOO's Art Focus. My name's Joseph Gallivan. My guest this week is Miles Cleveland Goodwin. And his new painting show, A Long Road Home, is at the Frohlich Gallery until March 30th. That's at 714 Northwest Davis in Old Town. And Miles will be doing a talk on March the 9th at 11 a.m. if you want to go and see the paintings and hear him speak at the same time. So thanks very much, Miles.
Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome. Andy Warhol, let's just scream.